Hachette Audio presents If You Stay, written by Courtney Cole, read by Nick Tikoski and Loretta Rollins. To anyone who has ever found comfort in oblivion. Chapter 1. Pax. I can't be sure that the girl said my name. Her voice is muffled and unintelligible and hard to understand, mostly because my dick is in her mouth. Slumping against the black leather seat of my car, I push the girl's head down farther, wordlessly urging her to bury more of me in her throat. Don't talk, I tell her. Just suck. I close my eyes and listen. I can hear the spit pooling in her mouth and sliding out the corners. Her cheek makes a soft sound as it grazes my open zipper. She moans periodically, although I don't understand it. She's not getting anything out of this. My hand is on her head. Pushing, guiding her movements and her speed. I grip the hair at the base of her neck, winding it in my fingers, pulling it, releasing it, then pulling it again. She moans again. I still don't know why. I still don't care. I'm high as fuck, and I don't know her name. Everything is a fog except this moment. I tune out the crashing sounds of Lake Michigan to our right, and the sounds of the cars on the highway a few miles away. I block out the glowing lights from town. I tune out the roaring quiet and the occasional thought that someone might happen by and see us. No one is out here on the beach, not at 11 p.m. Not that I would care anyway. Right now, all I'm focused on is this blowjob. I already know that I'm not ready to come, but I don't tell her because I don't want her to stop yet either. I let her go for a few minutes more before I push her away. Take a break, I tell her as I settle back into my seat. I don't bother to put myself away. I just sigh loud and long as I relax in the breeze. The girl turns her attention to the visor mirror, trying to straighten her mess of a face. Wait, I instruct. Hold on for a minute. She looks at me in confusion, her lipstick smeared. I smile. I know you want some of this, I tell her, grabbing a little bottle from my jacket pocket. I dump a few Coke pebbles onto a little mirror on my console and crush them with a razor, dragging the powder into two straight lines. I offer her the little straw, and now she's the one smiling with her distorted clown mouth. She snorts at her line, coughs, then snorts it again. Settling back into her seat, she tilts her face to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?